بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم One of the ayahs which was read tonight was يَا أَيُّ لَذِينَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقُّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the most important thing is first thing is that have taqwa in us. But taqwa is so important that without taqwa a person cannot succeed in anything. Taqwa means to have the fear of Allah Ta'ala. To have conscious Allah Ta'ala is looking at him at all times. That is the meaning of taqwa. The police can't do anything to you. They can stop you from committing crime, but they're not going to stop you from making it. They don't bring out hate in a sin. To hate a sin, when a person begins to hate a sin, then he won't commit a sin. The government can stop you from committing a sin, cannot hate the sin. Most important thing, and taqwa is the only thing that can hate the sin. Once a person has taqwa in the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the youth Allah Ta'ala is looking at him in all places, then he will always have taqwa in him. Then no one has to tell him anything. He's walking straight to happy Allah Ta'ala. He's walking a mall straight to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. The fear of Allah, this is why Allah Ta'ala has so many places in the Quran only speaks of taqwa. Because that is the most important thing. No matter who you are, you can have iman, no matter how strong your iman is. But with iman, the most important thing is have taqwa. Ittaqullah, have fear of Allah every moment, wherever you go. We at home to have fear of Allah Ta'ala. In solitude you have fear of Allah Ta'ala. In public also you have fear of Allah Ta'ala. Ittaqullah. حَقَّ تُقَاتِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Not die, but as a Muslim. Must die as a Muslim. Now what is the meaning of a Muslim? The meaning of Muslim is to completely submit yourself to Allah Ta'ala. That is the meaning of Muslim. Muslim is a person who gives total submission to Allah. In every way, he does not have any more desire of any kind. Whatever Allah Ta'ala tells him to do, he does it happily. Whether he does not like to do it, but he still do it. That is called total submission. Submission does not mean those things which you like you do and those things you do not like you don't do. That's not called submission. Muslim is a person who totally, completely submits himself to Allah Ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the same thing too. He was told to slaughter his son. It was not an easy task. But just because it was a command of Allah, he submitted himself. That is called a Muslim. Ismail alayhi salam was the same thing also. He could have told Allah Ta'ala, what wrong did I do that I must be slaughtered? But never did anything. He just said, if it's a command of Allah to his father, then do it happily. And you'll find him from among those who are making sabr. So most important thing in our life, everything that we do, we must not do why we want to do, we will do because what he wants us to. We must forget our desires. It's Allah Ta'ala's desires too. A true Muslim is he does not have any desires, but he has desire for Allah Ta'ala. He fulfills Allah Ta'ala. So that is the most important thing here. حَقَّ تُقَوْ لَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ That's one lesson. Second lesson here was shown that وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ The second thing is this, but hold the string of Allah. Hold the rope of Allah Ta'ala. Become strong. In other words, we got no other rope besides Allah's rope. We should not look at anything else besides the rope of Allah. We are not supposed to commit any kind of shirk also. In other words, shirk in that means you not hold the hold of Allah Ta'ala. Rope of Allah Ta'ala means that at all times, no matter what condition may be, no matter how much of difficulties you can be going through, but you will always the hope of Allah Ta'ala at all times. And you make sure you feel you'll be very strong in this. No matter what people can tell you, but you become very strong. Third one is this much that you will not follow your desires, your qais, your nafs. The next ayat is this much that Allah Ta'ala says that what made you bring about friction, you have enemies between one another. You have enemies at all times. The brotherhood who brought in, Allah says, I brought. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ We have brought your hearts together. Before that you were enemies. So remember this month that وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا Do not bring about friction. Today in this world there's a lot of friction. Friction from all sides. And this group and that group and all type of group. We want only one group, the group of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason why today we have so much of friction is because we fulfill our own desires. My desire want to fulfill this, that's why it happens. My desire want to, no, you do not fulfill your desire. What Allah Ta'ala desires is, if we begin to follow Allah Ta'ala desires, then we'll never have Christian at all. Because the Sahaba had come, in the front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinatul Munawwara, there was a Christian enemy became with two clans. When they became enemies, straight away Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm in front of you and you're behaving like this. Strongly told them, in front of me you're behaving like this. But the moment he told them that, he reminded them that the fear of Allah Ta'ala, straight away they forgot everything and became one. So in front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had to do that, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to not to be. We are supposed to also become one. As long as we become one, then we have a barakat izzat. There will be differences, we can understand. But with differences does not mean we must bring a friction. We must not be not enemies. There must be no enemies. Everyone got what they want to say, but you have muhabbat and love, that is most important. So, wa'tasimu bihamdillah, wala tafarraqu. Do not become Christian. That's also the ayat from the Holy Quran. Then another very important ayat was read tonight. All the ayats are very important. If I have to talk about ayat, the whole night will take place. This is a very important ayah, because today in our days we've got a very, very dangerous quality in us. Very few people, no matter how learned that person may be, no matter how pious that person may be, and that is anger. Anger has broken families, broken everyone, brought misery at home. Misery at home, there's no happiness at all. Because why? Of anger. Anger is the worst. The ayat was there tonight there. You know, there was a very great saint, you know. And it so happened that one day while he was eating, the maid or the slave brought food and then it was very hot and the food fell on him. Now when a hot food falls on you, what will you do? You can get very angry. So the moment the food fell on his food, on his body, he looked. It was normal. It's anger. He looked with anger to the her to her. And she said, Walkaw bi min al ghayz. Straight away she said, hold on to your anger. Walkaw bi min al ghayz. But he was not a small man, he was a great man. He was a pious person. So the moment she heard that Walkaw bi min al ghayz, straight away he stopped. Although it is normal, he looked at her because he was hurt. But he stopped. Not like us now, then we get angry with someone, if that we have to call him in our way, we get more angry with that person. Even if you go tell a person, you know what, your husband, the wife will tell the husband, but you just read, you heard in the majlis this thing here, in a bayan that you must hold on to your anger. What happened to you now? You say, leave the majlis one side, this is something else now. This is how we are. Straight away, we'll call him in our ways, that you hold immediately your anger. Amen. And what Allah Ta'ala says, that person who holds his anger in this world, how will hold my anger in the day of Qiyamah? Who wants Allah Ta'ala to have anger in the day of Qiyamah for that person? No one. We all want Allah to be very kind to us, very good to us, be forgiving. So if we have to learn to forgive here, then Allah will forgive us there too. When he said that, he held it and she said, وَلَا عَفِينَا لِلنَّاسِ, that you forgive us. I said, a moment, forget us. Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. He said, I have freed you now. I have freed. But this is what the kamal is. The kamal is, you only get angry with those people who are weaker than you. You will never get angry with those who are stronger than you. People stronger than you, you look down. People weaker than you, you take advantage of them. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, this, especially in the month of Ramadan, I don't know why. Month of Ramadan, how anger comes so much. Now I can realize, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the month of Ramadan is the month of sabr. The month of sabr. Most important, you may not do a lot of ibadat, but you're making sabr. Someone causing harm to you, but you're making sabr, you don't cause any harm to that person. No matter you do little bit of ibadat, you may not do a lot of ibadat. Some people may be doing a lot of ibadat, but they lose all the ibadat because they don't have sabr in the month of Ramadan. Yeah, I know a lot of people have caused a lot of harm to people. I just got a message 2 days ago. It was very, very sad. Very, very sad. Husband and wife. The wife is busy in the kitchen. She's preparing now everything for who? Only husband and wife that is preparing for the husband. And while she is preparing and the husband comes from work or wherever he comes from, he came in the house. The moment he enters the house, he saw that the towel was not put right. That the towel was not put right. Because the towel was not put right, he went and took off with his wife. He's telling, I want to see you come now and now. She's saying, I'm busy now. You see, preparing, I cannot come. He insisted that she must come and she said, I can't come because I'm busy. I'm busy. For the towel that's not put right. Just imagine,
He could have put the rice into her, thought his hand served rice. But no, he wants her to come there. It ended up in a war to that extent. Now they're not talking to each other, not eating each one food too. The wife not seeing if you tell she's cooking nice food for the husband not eating food. Tell me what kind of Ramadan is that now? What kind of fasting is that now? How is it going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is what our condition is. A small thing, you get angry. You must, at the time you get angry, think for one moment, if Allah has to get angry with us, what will be our position? Inshallah, if you think like that, then you find automatically you won't commit any kind of anger to anyone. Allah ta'ala amal karim tawfiq nasib firma. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa la aqimatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu wa sayyidina muslimin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد وآل أصحابه برحمتك يا رب.